So if we want, if we like to do the DTs, but we also want others to see and appreciate it. So is that self-centeredness? Not necessarily. See, there is a center, if you consider two circles. One circle is that which gives us pleasure. And the other circle is that which gives Krishna pleasure. So if we are in the intersection of the two, that is what bhakti is all about. A brahmana likes to do brahminical activities. And they'll do that. But they will do it for Krishna. So what I would say is two things over here. That wanting others to appreciate our service could be out of ego, but it could also be simply a human need for reciprocation. I've done some service, then do you like it? Or is there something you would like me to improve? So we don't have to necessarily label it negatively. We don't have to assume that it is positive also, but we can be objective about it. It's like, say, if I give a class. Now, if people come and talk with me, sometimes some people may appreciate, and then I feel happy, yes, my service is being valued. But then the test is, if somebody comes and says, this point was not very clear, we did not speak this well. So if somebody speaks negatively, now do I become very defensive at that time? Or do I say, yeah, what you say makes sense, you know, I'll take care of this in the future. So I would say, if we are seeking appreciation from others, the test whether it is simply because of a human need for reciprocation or whether it is out of ego is, if we get some correction from others, how do we respond? If we take it also positively, yes, you know, yeah, I'll do it in the future, better. Then what happens is, it's not just out of the ego. And second thing in that is also that over a period of time, we will start noticing that the service itself gives me more fulfillment than the appreciation coming from the service. Initially, it is that, you know, I really, after I spent 1.5 hours doing the dressing of the deity, then another say, so beautiful, I feel very happy about that. But after some time, we'll see, okay, if others appreciate also what, just a few moments they speak something. But the service is the real thing. And the service itself also gives me fulfillment. So we will gradually move that way. Any service that we do, if we keep doing that service consistently, then we move from the external aspect of service to the internal. So initially, say when I gave class for the first time, I was very conscious. You know, whether people like my class or not, how many people come and appreciate the class, and where am I speaking, how important is the venue. But over a period of time, what happens is, we move from the externals, is I am speaking about Krishna. And what I am speaking about is more important than how people are responding. So how people are responding is also important, because I want people to understand the message. But it's just that we will ourselves evolve from the externals to the internals. What should not happen is that we do the service only for the externals, and when the externals stop, we give up the service. If we, that's not happening, we continue service, then gradually the service itself will purify us. So don't think that this is something which is a very serious contamination. It could be, it may not be also. And even if it is, the solution is continuing the service only. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.